I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? I'm Noah Daniels, and we're for another episode of Real or Creepy. Today's contestants are Kat and JJ. I think they've been our contestants for every episode, and they're absolutely killing it. Thank you, too, for coming back on our game show podcast.
Oh, Noah, I was shocked to get this invitation once again.
Crikey, I can't believe I'm not going to be on a game show.
What was that?
This is my accent.
Are you trying to be Australian?
Oh, no. This is my New Zealand accent. Let's get on with the show.
Our first story is titled Only Ghost I Ever Saw. Do you guys want to make predictions on this one or just jump into it?
I think it's going to be about someone who sees a lot of ghosts. Like just hundreds of ghosts every day.
I guess real.
Okay. So for this one, they say, my wife lived in a rental house when we were first dating. There was a very cold spot at the entry to her room, even though we kept the heat quite high in the winter. It would be cold in the summer as well. It was like walking through a cold body. One night, just as her two boys were asleep in separate rooms, a TV turned on in one boy's room, and the stereo was full blast in the other boy's room simultaneously. They both woke up terrified. I used this to get up at 1:30 a.m. for work as my then-girlfriend was making my lunch in the kitchen. I stood in the adjacent laundry room as we were talking. The laundry enters the hallway to the bedroom. I watched a figure of an older gentleman walk past the laundry and down the hall to her bedroom. Her six-year-old son would complain about a man watching the house from behind a large pine tree in the yard. Ooh. He stated he knew he wasn't a real man, but that it bothered him. People died in that house before my wife lived there, and people died in the house after she moved. 20 years later, I ran into our neighbor who said the house has been vacant for 10 years. It was always dark and gloomy there, even on the brightest summer day. All right, Kat, that one had a lot going on. We got an old man ghost, some cold vibes. What do you think, real or creepy?
Yeah, it kind of had me going like on a roller coaster ride. Like I thought it was real. Then I was like, oh no, that's definitely just some made up shit. And then I thought it was real. So kind of up and down, but I think I'm landing on this dude's actually writing his real experience. And I think mainly because he was like so focused on getting the labeling of his now wife, then girlfriend. Like, he was so focused on it. He's like really trying to tell the story and get the point across. Yeah, no, I don't want to live in that house. So feel bad for that guy. So all right. I go real haunting.
Gonna lock Kat in for real haunting. JJ, what do you think?
I'm gonna say creepy. And the reason why is the end of the story that the house had been vacant for 10 years in this housing market where there's a shortage of supply. There's no way that no one's lived in that house for 10 years. And also, like, his wife was renting the house, and then they went and talked to the neighbor, and I don't know. I just don't believe, we rent, and we don't really know our neighbors that well. I wouldn't want to go talk to our neighbor after 10 years. I just think this is not real.
JJ, you never cease to amaze me where you can dig the logic out to explain away a ghost story. It's rather impressive. And for that reason, I'm going to award JJ 69 points. Nice.
Hey. Hey-o.
All right. Now, this next story is a little different than any we've had in the past, but it really freaked me out when I read it. So I just wanted us to do this one. You'll see why it's a little different.
When you read it? From Reddit.
When I read it on Reddit.
One's called Reddit.
The title of this one is The Dark Pig Mask.
Gross.
Goes, our old house was on a corner and had a side yard with a small deck that wrapped around the back instead of a backyard. The dining room had a patio door that led out to the back where we would have barbecues and other events. When we had one desktop computer and one laptop for the family when I was 14 years old. My brother and I would fight over the desktop where Diablo 2 was installed, so I would write music on the laptop. My brother had a friend over one night, and they were downstairs doing whatever they were doing while I was at the dining room table on my laptop. I wasn't paying attention to my surroundings because I was so focused on my writings. I was startled when I heard a knock on the patio door. I raised my head, expecting to see my brother or his friend. The basement door had a door that led to the back deck as well. A person, I couldn't tell their sex or age, was wearing a Halloween pig mask and stood at the door, waving their hand. I mouthed.
Was it Halloween?
No.
Oh, geez.
I mouthed, good one, and gave the person the finger, thinking it was my brother or his friend trying to scare me, and they walked away. I went downstairs to give them shit as soon as they left. And to my surprise and dismay, they were both sitting on the couch playing PlayStation. They swore it wasn't either of them, and there was no way one of them could have gotten downstairs and unmasked before getting on the couch. Till this day, I have no idea who was wearing the mask, knocked, and waved.
Ooh. Oh my goodness.
So a little different, not really necessarily a ghost story, but certainly I felt like it was creepy enough to share on this. So let's take the ghost part and set that aside and just try to determine if this is a real story or creepypasta like we do with the other ones. So JJ, our resident skeptic, what do you think? Did this kid really see some boogeyman at the bottom of the stairs?
I'm going to say this is a real ghost story. Because what would they fight over on the computer?
Diablo.
Wait, I don't know what that is, but Diablo is Spanish for devil. So they've clearly invited demonic forces into this household, and they need to sage that shit. Real haunting.
I don't know what Kat did to JJ in between the last episode and this episode, but I feel like the script has been flipped. Kat, what do you say? Real or creepy pasta?
I mean, if this was just a made up creepy pasta, it'd be so lame. So I feel like I'm almost forced to say this is his real experience, but I really want to say it was probably his brother and his friend, and he just didn't think they could get down there in time. But I definitely think there was time for him to, it was definitely, I keep saying definitely, because I feel like for sure that they were pranking him because he's the only one that experienced it and he's still talking about it. So I guess real.
these are the reasons that you have to be super careful what you do to impressionable children, because for the rest of that guy's life, he probably can't look at pigs the same way. Mm-hmm. On this episode, wow, you guys both did a great job. I am going to give JJ another 5 points. I'm going to give Kat 4 points. JJ, you take the win.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That one was a toughie.
I'm really excited. I'm going to donate my prize earnings to refugees fleeing war zones. What is the cash prize?
Well, Noah just bought a house, so it's for you.
Oh, I get the house?
Yeah, I mean, it's not legally binding, but in a very improv spirit way, sure, you get the house.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Did you have to say that so that it wasn't actually legally binding?
Legally blinding, that's right.
I mean...
JJ, is there anybody you want to thank in your acceptance speech?
I'd like to thank Catherine for always supporting me and for not being as good as me, so I can win things that we compete against each other.
Wow. We'll see how long this lasts.
Till the next time, this has been Real or Creepy.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.